Well, not everyone fled Sun Valley, Idaho, when a huge wildfire threatened the resort area. Many locals remain in the surrounding communities and kept the stores, restaurants, and gas stations open. Now firefighters are gaining the upper hand. The smoke is clearing, but without the return of vacationers, many locals worry the real disaster is economic, and that's just beginning. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
Matt Teal watches part of the Beaver Creek fire creep through the trees. He's on a hotshot crew out of Colorado, so he's seen some pretty hairy situations. But Teal hadn't seen a fire get as close to a city as this one got to Haley.
Yeah, that's different. That was my first time ever driving and seeing a fire back down to a town from the mountainside.
The fast-growing Beaver Creek fire prompted evacuations of more than 2,000 homes. Cars were backed up for miles in a valley that usually doesn't know the phrase traffic jam. But not everyone joined the exodus.
There's still many, many thousands of people that are here in the support structure. I consider myself one of them.
Stephen Garman is a former professional firefighter. He's now a professional pilot and makes his living flying corporate bigwigs to the area. He was under evacuation, but Garman chose to stay at his house to defend it. He sneaked outside the evacuation zone to meet me.
There are a lot of people in Sun Valley, a lot of people in Ketchum, a lot of people in Haley that are just worker bees like myself, you know, and they don't have a lot of option to go. You can't just walk away from your house and your job and go live in Boise for 3 weeks. That's hard on them.
Many locals stayed with friends until those friends were evacuated, or they left town and then came back. But the tourists and the people who own second homes here have been slower to return. Sage Pressman is a waitress at the Ketchum Grill.
Right now should be, like, totally busy in town, should be hustling and bustling with tourists and just kind of a buzz of aliveness. But it just feels like... It feels like it's almost like mid-November, but it's August.
Sun Valley isn't the only tourist town to be hit hard by fires. Earlier this summer in Ashland, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival had to cancel performances due to smoke. Last year, a fire in central Washington threatened to halt the annual Oktoberfest marathon in Bavarian-themed Leavenworth. But the Beaver Creek fire in this part of Idaho completely shut down business during one of the most important months of the year. Sarah Hedrick owns Iconoclast Books in Ketchum. She's still trying to repay a disaster loan from a big fire here in 2007. Hedrick says news reports have focused on the homes owned by the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tom Hanks, and Bruce Willis. But she says they're not the ones who are feeling the brunt of the fire.
It's really not that same concern of, you know, if I lose my bookstore, and I don't mean to a fire, I felt very confident my store was going to be safe, but I could very well lose my business. I then lose my house, I then lose my livelihood, and I have four children to support. You know, the reality of a fire has such a completely different impact.
There may be a fire nearby, but the outdoor ice rink at the Sun Valley Resort is still open, albeit with only a few people. Normally, world-class skaters would entertain guests here, but this weekend, the resort will hold a community event to support the firefighters. Jack Sibach directs marketing for the resort.
And I think it's important for us as a community to come together and have events like this and to let people know that we're here, that we're back.
The fundraiser is called Sun Valley on Ice. It's a benefit for the people who kept the community safe from the fire. I'm Jessica Robinson in Haley, Idaho.